Next case, please.
Case number 11445, Gerald and Susan Friedel, west of Road 348 Iron Lane and being west of Seagrass Court, 275 feet southwest of Seagrass Plantation Lane and east of Indian River Bay. 911 address is not available. Tax map ID number 134-7.00-108.00. A variance from the front yard and side yard setback requirement.
Will you give us your full name and address, please?
Gerald Friedel, 4346 Southside Lane, Trap, Maryland.
Okay, and do you swear or affirm the information you're about to give this board to be true and correct?
I do.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I have a few photographs. Should I pass those?
Yes, if you would, please, down to the secretary.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
As I stated, my name is Gerald Friedel, and I'm here to request a variance on parcel 108 in Bennett Beach. It's actually a small strip of land that is a remnant from the Seagrass Plantation. It was a series of cottages, and improvements are underway. In that area. The application that I'm going to present tonight was previously granted August 16, 2005, case number 9177. It's basically an identical application. That application variance expired. Presently, the property has advanced in the improvements. Water and sewer has been constructed along the frontage of the property, and a paved road has been added. The photographs there illustrate the paved road and looking left and looking right, as well as a view from the waterfront. Property is on the Indian River Bay. To my recollection, the property is zoned MR. I rechecked the zoning map, and that appears to be the case. So by zoning code, the side yard setbacks are 10 feet each, and the front yard setback is noted as 40 with a parentheses 30, and I'm not sure what that 30 with the double asterisk means, other than if it's a corner lot, it might be something, but We'll assume it's a 40-foot front yard setback. What I'm seeking tonight is on the north side of the property, I'm seeking a 5-yard side yard. So that would be a 5-yard variance. That side yard that I'm requesting matches the existing structure that was on the property when I purchased it, and I've since demolished it. So that there was a building right on that 5-yard position or 5-foot position.
Okay.
The adjoining property in that situation is a common property owned by Seagrass Plantation, and it's illustrated for a canoe or a kayak, non-motor type boat access with a pier. The pier that's illustrated in the photos that are presented are ones that is one that I had reconstructed because the previous one was deteriorated. On the south side of the property, I'm requesting a side yard of 7.5 feet. And my objective is to obtain a 27-foot wide structure capability. Without the variances, the lot is currently only 40 feet wide and 102 feet deep, so it only leaves 20 feet for a structure to be built, which represents a hardship. So the property is very unique in that it's very narrow and also not extremely deep. On the front yard, what I'm seeking is a 20-foot front yard setback to allow adequate room for vehicles to park in the front adjoining the paved roadway that was just recently paved. It was an obligation of Seagrass Plantation to make improvements for the accessibility and use of the lots that were on the bay. And that work has been completed. Seagrass Plantation is an MRRPC, and my information shows that the side yard setbacks there are 7.5 feet.
Can I stop you there? You keep saying MR, and I'm looking at AR1, undersized lot. I mean, it doesn't make any difference because your setback's undersized AR1. You're less than, the 10,000 or less than 100 foot in the front. But is that an MR, or is it just for the clarification on the paperwork?
The paperwork has it as AR1. Which makes it, because it is an undersized lot, 30 from the front,
right.
10 from the sides, and 20 from the rear.
Right. So it wouldn't make any difference either
right.
way.
Right. So you had said you needed a 20-foot variance from the front when actually you only need a 10.
Right.
That would be correct.
And a 5 from the side.
Right.
One side.
I was unsure because I was looking at the zoning map, and it was showing all orange all the way out to the river.
Well, I imagine, it is AR1.
I would imagine that somebody did double-check.
All right. Well, just for the record, I want to make sure that...
I don't think it
But matters. It doesn't make any difference between the variances, okay? They're all MR and AR1 undersized are the same setbacks, mm-hmm. okay?
Thank you. One of the things I wanted to point out on the front yard setback is that there were a significant number of structures pre-existing that only had a 14 plus or minus foot front yard setback. The particular home that I demolished was 14.2 feet, and the adjoining properties that I showed you there as cottages are measuring, the one measured about 14 feet. To the north, and on the south, they had sheds and outbuildings that were pretty much out to the roadway, within a few feet of the roadway. I do have a 911 address if you want that, but it's 29732 Seagrass Court. That was established prior to the demolition. I feel that this application presents has unique circumstances due to the small nature of the lot. It's extremely narrow and would create a hardship if the setbacks had to be followed strictly. There are unique conditions in that the area has been improved by very nice homes where the beachfront area is cottages. We feel that there would be an improvement to the neighborhood and that there would be a properly sized, usable home that would meet codes, flood level requirements, as well as ingress and egress. So following the strict conformity to the zoning ordinance, as I stated, would create a hardship condition, and that the granting of the variances would enable reasonable construction of a modern residence similar to that of the adjoining structures in Seagrass Plantation. Do not feel that this creates any type of a hardship to the neighborhood. In fact, it should enhance the neighborhood and improve the property values in that area. Uh, I believe that it will not be detrimental to the public welfare, particularly now that modern utility infrastructure has been provided to the property. I believe that the request represents the least amount of modifications to get a properly sized home of 27 feet in width. This still provides on the south side a similar side yard setback as the Seagrass Plantation development, and on the north side a 5-yard setback, which is abutting property that will not be developed. And be glad to entertain any questions.
Okay. Well, thank you, sir.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Hudson.
Yes, I believe you mentioned, Mr. Friedel, that the application was approved in 2005?
Correct.
And was that application identical to tonight's?
Yes, sir.
And the reason being it just, you just didn't proceed with any...
economic conditions and the fact that the development moved very slowly and water and sewer was not available.
So since then, that has changed, and you're planning on proceeding with your plan now?
Correct.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Rickards?
A question.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Mills?
No questions.
Right, and I have no questions. So are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant has displayed the standards for granting a variance to describe the property as being unique physically, and I don't believe can otherwise be developed in strict conformity with the ordinance. I don't believe the application has been changed any from the previous approval in 2005, and so I don't believe it was created by the applicant. He has testified that they will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and I believe it's a minimum variance to afford relief. So I would make a motion that we approve case number 11,445.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Rickard that we approve case number 11,445. Okay, all those in favor? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,445 is approved.
Thank you for your time.
Yes,
sir. Mr. Fidel, before you leave, you're not in any trouble at home, are you? Because when the chairman asked if anyone's in favor, I didn't see your wife raise her hand.
She was an applicant, so...
Oh, heard, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
She's right. In favor.
They normally do that.
Thank you.
You're welcome.